Thank you for pressing play. I am so glad that you are interested and are curious about what the horses had to share about this past week. My name is Kim Kardisha, and horses always make my life better. And I wanted to share this out in these recordings. Whether you have your own horse or horses, maybe even your own herd, or are just intrigued or fascinated by horses, they share their wisdom very graciously. So this is how I will partner with them to offer some information that hopefully will have a positive influence or message for you. And wow, this has been quite a week. The environment and energy has been both turbulent and still. Such an interesting mix. This week, the horses have really shown me how important releasing tension and rest are when we're dealing with lots of pressure, as we are now. What we're experiencing with the coronavirus and the quarantine is something new and different. I don't think any of us anywhere have ever dealt with anything like this, ever. Of course, this sets things out of the realm of our normal habits and patterns. Being out of these normal habits and patterns sets us up to have a little uncertainty at the very least, or anxiety in our experience. We are out of our comfort zone. And we love our comfort zones, even if they aren't always the best for us. They're known. They give us security in that. And now we have no norm. We don't have anything to be able to tell us how this will go. So that sets us up for anxiety. And this doesn't mean that we can't hang on to our faith that things will be okay. It just means that we don't know exactly how to navigate through this. And sometimes when we lose a little bit of security in the navigation, that can loosen our hold or our grip on our faith. So there are so many question marks for us. And whenever we're in this kind of a situation, patterns and habits love to rush into our rescue. However, how they try to rescue us isn't always helpful to our current situation, or the goals that we are pursuing, or to being able to hang on to that trust and faith. One of the best ways to interrupt programming, that pull of habit and pattern, is to pause. This is what the horses were showing me big time this week. Tons of rest and releasing tension. They were laying down, they were doing all kinds of licking and chewing, yawning, shaking, stretches. I even got to see Honey in REM sleep. In fact, I think I got some of it on video. I'll have to go back and check, but what a perfect example of rest and replenishing. So around the horses this week, there were lots of signs of releasing tensions, like I said, lots of exhales. I think I noticed every horse more immersed in the releasing than usual. I even got a fabulous video of Missy demonstrating and sharing her releasing. This is one of the things that I love best about working with horses, is holding a space for them to be able to release their tension. Since we're all connected, when one releases tension, it pulls from all the others too. It's very common to see all of the other surrounding horses exhibit releases of tension when you're holding space for a certain horse to do that. And as we help them, they help us. There's a beautiful reciprocity in this. And that is so important to me in the work that I do with horses, is to have them benefit from the sessions too. Actually, it's something that I really need in all my relationships these days. And, you know, we humans have to take some responsibility and accountability from what the horses share, and we can put that into great use in our lives. But the horses, well, they just have to be. And really, isn't that a great teaching in itself? So we have a few horses that I like to call glommers. Like I mentioned before, when space is being held for a certain horse, some of them, it's like flies to honey, or I'm trying to think of an analogy, something like, but it's like a magnet. Boom, there they are. And they will glom onto the energy of the release. This instance of copycatting is completely appreciated and embraced. Ordinarily, we encourage everybody to be authentic and an individual, but in this case, we encourage this copycatting. There's no territorialness. I'm not sure if that's a word, but we'll go with it. There's no ownership without sharing in this. How's that? Maybe that's a little better. We are all connected, and this is such a powerful example of sharing what's positive. And it gets really, really addicting. As it felt to be around the horses this week, that's kind of my best way of interpreting and perceiving their messages, is by how things feel. And it felt so much like they were encouraging us to shed our worries best that we can and rest, big time rest. That rest will help us shed our worries, because we may have to use conscious energy to stay out of those habits and patterns. Because you remember, in this great time of uncertainty, that pressure, habits and patterns are going to be big time trying to lure us back into them. And at the same time, this is a great time for pattern interrupt, because everything has slowed way down. So best that we can, it will be helpful to remember to relax and rest into the flow of nature, the flow of horses, the flow of the universe, the inhale, exhale, much slower pace. And when everything is slower and more deliberate, we can choose thoughts that lead us to peace. And remember, it will be a trail to peace. It will be a journey. It's not possible to jump from stressed out and frazzled to all at once. So you can't shortcut, and you can't trick yourself, into, oh yes, I just feel positive. This makes me think of, when someone's going out to get a horse from the pasture, a horse that isn't that keen on coming in. Some of us were told at times, if you have a halter, to hide it, put it behind your back so the horse can't see it. That's really going to work with a prey animal. They have no clue, right? Or when you have a wormer in your hand, you can't fool the horses. And we can't fool ourselves. We have to work with both our minds and our hearts, bring ourselves into alignment. Wherever our mind is, if it is a little bit anxious, if it's running, if our heart is scared, whichever, we can use one to hold a space that's a little more peaceful, a little more safe, a little more secure, and let the other one catch up. So bringing our own self into alignment will help us be able to lead our own journey and navigate the environment with a little more security and peace. And, this is really what horses are all about, teaching us how to step into our natural alignment. Well, it's not all that they're about, but it's a big part. The horses so graciously shared this message with me, and I thank you for listening, and I'm hoping that there are others that can really benefit from their wise message about getting rest, because again, they just share things so graciously, and my way of helping give back to them, I think, is sharing it out, because I think somewhere down deep, that's their intention. So thank you for listening, and I'll be keen on what the horses are saying this week so that I can share at the beginning of next week. If you'd like another dose of horse wisdom before next week, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise, or the website, confidencethroughconnection.com. I hope you have a week filled with bright moments and lots of rest. Bye for now.